Didn't do anything.
Okay. And if somebody, like, apologized for breaking something of yours, you might say that's okay because I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. And if a kid was crying and he might say, well, he had some candy over there and he didn't give me...
any.
Okay.
Let's
say something happened last year and you might say, if it didn't happen when it was daylight out, you might say that happened...
at night.
Okay. If you want to indicate the probability of something, and you might say, he's going to have trouble with that.
Probably. Or most likely.
Most likely. Have you ever heard anybody say like is not?
Yeah, I have. But not very often.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or apt is not?
Never heard that.
Okay. What do you call the trenches that a plow cuts? Or if somebody wrinkles up his forehead.
His brow?
Yeah.
It's the same word they use sometimes, at least in books. Deep.
Furrows.
Great. Okay, if you raised a lot of some grain or vegetable or something, you say we really had a big...
crop.
Okay. And if you were going to cut all the brush and the trees off a piece of land, what would you call that? What did you do?
Clearing the land.
And have you ever heard of, like, when you cut down some clover and grass, and then the second time comes up, the second time you have to cut it?
Clearing.
Have you heard of second cutting?
No.
Or aftermath?
No.
Okay. How about dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? Okay.
We don't call it anything.
Yeah. How about, do you know of a name for, let's say, a vegetable or something that comes up by itself and it wasn't planted?
It's not a weed?
Not a weed. It could be potatoes or something.
No.
Have you ever heard people call that volunteer?
No.
Okay. If you have wheat and you tie it up into a group.
Yeah.
What
a bale. Bale?
A bale?
Maybe.
Okay.
That's hay. I don't know about it. Wheat.
Sheaf, maybe?
I don't know. Never heard.
Okay. How about if you had more than that? Can you think of
sheaves?
Uh-huh. And how about if you piled them up into something?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of this could be wheat or corn or...
Hay.
Have you ever heard shock used?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If you had, you know, these big round baskets that you usually would put wheat or corn or something in, and you were going to say how much of it to an acre?
Bushel.
Okay. You say we raised 40.
Bushels.
Okay. Do you know what they do with oats when they want to separate the grain from the other parts? What they call that?
I used to.
Thrash?
Thrashing, right.
Okay, and if you said the oats have to be...
thrashed.
Okay, so you might
say... they were thrashed.
They were?
Thrashed.
Okay. Okay, now, if we were going to do something, I would say...
thrashing, right.
Or you might say to me...
thrashed.
And...
they were...
you and I?
Okay. And if you wanted to show someone, not just one of us, but...
both of us.
Okay. And I wanted to tell you that my friend is coming over with me, I might say.
You and I?
And are coming over. Pronouns.
Yeah. I don't know if
what
I would
you
say. You mean, okay, I'd probably say he and I.
Okay. And if you knocked on the door and somebody said, who's there, and you knew that they recognized your voice, so you didn't have to use your name, you just say,
it's me.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you were telling someone who was there, and it was a guy,
okay, it was him.